Can you tell me the name of your organisation?
Sutton Black History Group.
And what activities do you provide in Sutton?
Well, we provide two. Our core activities is around Black History Month, which is in October. And during that time, we provide activities over all the month of an intergenerational emphasis. So we might put on films, we might put on fashion show. We always have an historical discussion or debate. We have quizzes, we have film show. We plan outings or to historical places, like we went to the Liverpool Slavery Museum. We also went to the Brixton Cultural Archives when it opened, and such like. So our ethos is definitely about education, information, and entertainment. So we want people to learn about our group, but we also want to do it in a sort of non-threatening, informal way. So we also want to enjoy ourselves, and we know people learn more when they're having fun. The fun bit, we try to use like drumming or sort of Black heritage sort of ideas. So drumming is one of them that comes to mind. It's very much part of music, it's part of Black heritage. So some of that we always have. We have a launch to which the mayor always attend, and the finale.
And how long has your organisation delivered services in Sutton?
Well, the group itself started in 2009 because I'd been in an area before, and coming to Sutton, I realised there was nothing. We have, at that time, it was 13% of BME, and I thought that was, you know, we should have something. So we started the group in 2009, and Margaret, the mayor then, launched it in 2010.
What do you think is unique about your project or what you deliver?
I like to think our uniqueness is that, as I said, the three areas that we try to, our theme about education, we're not just focusing on the elderly, we are embracing all sections of the population. So a lot of our events, we have actually gone into Sutton Housing Partnership and delivered things in situ there to their residents. We have included the young people from the Quad. They have done things on our newsletter, Kaleidoscope. We've made contact with the Limes College. So we are trying to work with all sections of the community. And I think that's our selling point, if you like, the intergenerational aspects.
And what difference does your project make to your service users or to the communities that you work with?
Well, again, I think public benefit is what it is. The public benefit is that we are celebrating Black history, which is very much missing from some of the curricula. I know that some things are happening in schools locally, and we work with the library, and we work with certain schools, but we want to broaden it. One of the things is we try to encourage young people by form of a competition to sort of say who is a famous Black people. We have authors that come at our, during our Black History Month. Sorry, I've forgotten the question now.
what difference?
The difference is that for the people who are second and third generation, even our own members sometimes don't always know our Black history. In the media, there is an emphasis on the negatives, you know, crime and all that sort of things. And yes, that does happen, but we also want to make people aware that the Black and Caribbean people have been here and have contributed to the economy and socially and physically, so that it's a balance. And part of community cohesiveness is that people are aware of the other aspects that we do. So I think that's our group is necessary for that as well.
And as a small charities week, What is one key message that you would like to give to other small charities in Sutton?
As a small charity, I think one of the challenges is you need to be quite aware of your community and what the needs are. It's very nice to start a group because we think it is necessary, and I'm all for that, but you also need to be aware of what are the needs in your group. Are you filling a niche, or are you just doing it for the fun of it? One of the other challenges, sometimes there is a certain amount of apathy amongst people out there. So it's going out, working with other groups. I'm very much into joined up working where possible, because with several people putting heads together, you know, we are always struggling for resources. It's best use of resources if we can join up and deliver, because we are working with the same small group of population. So I think for small groups starting up is to be mindful of what your population needs are and tap into that where possible.